Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Lawmakers are trying to find ways to curb cryptocurrency kiosk scams, including banning them statewide. Larry Lipka is general counsel at CoinFlip, a digital currency platform that operates 50 kiosks in Minnesota.
We understand that there is a scam problem in the United States. It's not related to just kiosks. It's happening everywhere. It's gift cards, it's wire transfers. The scammers are vigilant, they're terrible, and they are stealing from Americans. No one here is saying that the kiosk operators themselves are the bad actors. It's the scammers.
The bill is authored by DFL Spring Lake Park Representative Aaron Kogel. The legislation was held over for future consideration. The new Minnesota budget forecast shows the state is in better financial shape than just a few months ago. The February forecast calls for a surplus of $3.7 billion over the next 2 years and a slight surplus for the years 2028-29. But leaders are still cautious. Governor Tim Walz's message to lawmakers.
Be fiscally conservative. Focus on the things that make a difference. Focus on the things that are growing our economy, that are creating the surplus, that are improving people's lives. But be very thoughtful. Look, this is I'll be generous. This is an unpredictable federal government.
Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith.
What I will tell you, though, is tax increases on Minnesota families and more government spending should be off the table. Our focus must remain on lowering costs on family budgets.
Democrats are concerned more federal cuts could erase the surplus and force the state to find other ways to save budget money. And a federal law allows students more choices for the milk they drink at school, and now Minnesota lawmakers could follow that lead. Senator Tori Westrom says we should return to the good old days of including whole and 2% milk with school lunches.
This would return it back to the days of when I remember going through school, and if you wanted whole milk, you could have whole milk 2%, and you weren't limited to low-fat or no-fat milks.
Westrom says including whole and 2% milk would also be a win for the state's dairy farmers. In other headlines, authorities in Wabasha County have charged a Madison, Minnesota man in the September death of a Lakeville woman at a Mazeppa campground. 69-year-old Stanley Musterman faces second-degree murder and first-degree manslaughter in the killing of 63-year-old Barbara McBride Law. Investigators say she was found dead in a camper at Max Park Place, and the medical examiner ruled her death homicidal. Two Minnesota families were honored at the White House after their teens, Haley Helgeson and Brady Healing, were killed by a wrong-way, undocumented, intoxicated driver on I-90 last July. Haley's mother says they were stunned by the invitation.
We really only found out about a week before the actual event. We kind of thought it was a scam. We didn't think small-town families would be invited to the White House.
Brady and Haley were enrolled and were about to begin classes in the fall of 2025 at Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, South Dakota. And three pedestrians, including an infant, were hurt in Rochester after an 84-year-old driver struck them while turning through a crosswalk Thursday afternoon. All were taken to a local hospital. This is MNN.